Arizona State coach Todd Graham has joined us. The Sun Devils are on the road at Missouri on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Your first question comes from Ross Dillinger, the Columbia Daily.
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Ross. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I got a couple questions for you on the quarterbacks. First is, how do you determine how to rotate them, you know, when to play them, and then just compare them?
How we do it is each one of them has a package or sets of formations and plays that we've designed that we think are their strongest sets and plays. And so when we call, the game plan calls for us to call those certain formations, then then we just rotate them. Obviously, Taylor plays probably 2/3 of the game and Eubank plays that the other third. We think together it makes it a pretty dynamic group, and they've done very well at being efficient and managing the game. But just comparing them, Taylor's a guy that is a great leader, a great manager of the football, can extend plays with his legs and just, makes all the right reads and is very deliberate with the football. He's not going to put the ball in jeopardy. Mike is a guy that is a dynamic talent. He's 6'5½, about 242 pounds. So he's very hard to bring down. A very good, powerful runner, but then has a big time arm. I mean, he's probably one of his greatest strengths is his vertical passing. So we think all together, boy, you got a really a unique situation. We've never really done anything like this, but it's something that we've worked hard to develop and learn. It's something we will continue to do throughout the season.
Again, to ask a question, press *1. Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Can you give us a sense as to how Chris Young's playing for you at linebacker?
Oh man, wow. That's how I would describe how he's playing. He's just a TFL machine, tackle for loss machine. I mean, a guy that he came in here. He had to do a lot of work this summer, and came in probably not in good shape, and has worked himself in shape. I don't even think he's 100%, in the best shape he needs to be yet. But he is a guy that is a phenomenal football player, dynamic blitzer, very strong and physical in coverage. And he's played at the high, there's not anybody on our defense playing at a higher level than what he is. So I've been really pleased with him.
Was it touch and go recruiting him? Or people up here obviously know that he was headed to Washington at one point, and then JC, I mean, was it a battle to get him?
Yeah, it was, being honest with you, I didn't think we'd get him. We went into the last week, the last visit, official visit weekend, the week before that, like the Thursday or Wednesday before that, he wasn't even going to come down and visit. He was committed to go to, I think, Oregon State or one of the schools up north. And I went there myself personally and said, hey, look, man, I just want you to come down and just visit. And Stephon Martin, his teammate, was coming down. And so we got him to come down to visit. He came down. He loved it. He committed. We got him. And then he did everything that he needed to do. He did. And we were very fortunate. So we got him kind of at the last hour. I mean, it was one of those deals that – and I knew how good a player he was, especially for our system. He really fits what we do.
And then finally, it seems like – excuse me – it seems like teams going a couple or three time zones to play can really be a challenge. And, the Big Ten teams that came west last weekend experienced that. Do you look at that part of it going to Missouri, aside from playing a good football team, do you look at that as an optic?
Yeah, I think you have to look at all those factors. I just think it is not easy. It's not easy to – I think it's – in my opinion, I think it's easier to go back east than it is to come west, I think, because it's so much later. That makes it a little bit different. And obviously when you go back, you lose hours. It makes it tougher for the next week. So – which when we come back, we gain hours. So, that's one of those things we do factor in. But, I think you can make too much of that. The key to winning on the road is having great focus and great discipline. We're going on the road against an SEC team in their backyard, and we've got to make sure that we don't, that we've done, we've done a great job these first 2 weeks of not having penalties, and we need to, be very disciplined, be very focused, and I think that the time zone, it's not an easy thing to deal with, but it's obviously something that I don't think keeps you from winning the game.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press *1.
Do we need additional questions for Coach?
Do you have a follow-up from Ross Dillinger, the Columbia Daily?
Yeah, Todd, getting back to the quarterbacks, tell me about, you know, I know that it was a pretty kind of good competition there with those three over the
very, very close.
Just expound on that a little bit.
Well, it was, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you come in, and obviously we had Brock that was the guy that was coming back, and he wound up declaring for the draft, and he had three guys with zero experience. I mean, they didn't, any of them have any experience whatsoever, and Berkovici was the backup to Brock, and he came in, and, I mean, it was a battle in the spring, and they were, I mean, you couldn't, I mean, we liked all three of them, and they were very different, and then when you have that many guys, it's hard to get the amount of reps and all that that you need. And so we came into the fall camp, and I really thought coming in that, you know, Berkovici was a little bit ahead, very good passer. I mean, a guy could flat throw the ball, spin the ball, really a great fit for what we do. And Eubank is a guy that, you know, I never thought that you could keep him off the field. He's just such a phenomenal, you know, he's a physical specimen, and a guy that's going to be a day. He's just a freshman, so he's going to be a dynamic player in the future, no doubt about it. And he's getting better every week. But, you know, Taylor was just a guy that just stayed steady. I think he trained himself really hard over the summer, improved his arm strength. And just at the end of the day, where we were at right now as a program, you know, we felt like that he gave us the best chance to win because he had the best, you know, grasp of managing the offense. And that's been a good selection. And Eubank has done a great job being a 1-2 punch. And Berkovici's a team guy and doing a great job kind of being an offensive coordinator on the sideline.
Your next question comes from Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
Todd, I'll ask you one more along the lines of going on the road and keeping discipline and detail and so forth. I saw the little anecdote about you'll use like the same air fresheners in the locker room back there that you use at home. Is that right?
Not at home. I mean, that's what we do in our locker room downstairs. You know, our equipment guys plug air fresheners into the wall so the locker room smells better. Well, we take the same air fresheners on the road because I want the locker room to smell the same. We use the same signs. Try to make everything is the same as it can be. Because, I mean, we stay in the same routine, same practice routine. Everything stays the same other than instead of staying at the hotel here, we're staying at the hotel on the road. So we try to, I really think, keep everything as normal as possible and just not get distracted. I think that's the hardest thing is, you know, we walk out here at Sun Devil Stadium, everybody's cheering for us. I'm comfortable here. After two games, I'm comfortable in the stadium. It feels like my stadium. And we go on the Devil Walk and we go into Wells Fargo and there's a routine that you go through. And then you go on the road and you walk out of the tunnel and it's a little different. Ain't anybody cheering for you there? It's a little different and you can get distracted by those things. Just different surroundings. So we try to keep things I don't like changing anything. Keep everything as the same as it is when it's at home. And then obviously you got to have great focus. You know, you can't focus on your surroundings. You got to focus on what's going on in the field. You can't, you know, be distracted by, you know, the fans or distracted by a different environment. And I think it really tests your discipline going on the road. We're going on the road, you know, in the SEC and, that's always a challenge. You know, one of the things a challenge too is you go from different conferences. We get used to, we've had Pac-12 officials for 2 weeks, and our guys, and then the spring and stuff that we've used them as well. So we get kind of used to how they call things. Well, now we got to go on the road. We got to go SEC officials. So we've got to make sure that we don't, you know, that we do play a very, very clean game, and we don't have any senseless penalties.
Do you have a certain curiosity about how your team will react going on the road first time for you?
Yeah, I mean, they've met my expectations and they've really performed well. I mean, you know, we had a great opening game and then we come back against a quality, you know, Big Ten opponent and dominated them. And, you know, and we really haven't faced any adversity yet. Well, obviously we're going to, you know, you're not going to go through a season. You're not going to do that. So, but I'm very pleased. I'm looking forward to it. I think they'll respond well. I can tell you this: we've got there's no question. But far and away, this is the best football team that we've played. I've watched them from last year and this year, and no one has stopped Missouri. Georgia didn't stop Missouri. Missouri stopped themselves by turning the football over. Now, Georgia made plays and stuff like that, but you know, and obviously have a great football team. But, you know, I really, you know, Missouri is a really, really quality football team with great team speed, great quarterback, a very, very, you could tell their coaching staff, and they do a tremendous job. You tell they've been around each other a long time. They have a great scheme that's very difficult to plan for. So this is far and away the biggest challenge that we've had. And, you know, but I think our guys will respond well.
All right, perfect. Todd, thanks for your time today, and good luck back there this weekend.
Okay, man.
Okay, see you.